now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Are you asking what is the perfect job for me? What is the perfect job for me? Are you asking this question? This is the question that career counselors, astrologers, palm readers, gypsies, and fortune tellers all across the world are asked every day. What is the perfect job for me? So let me ask you, do you think they have the answer? Maybe they do. I don't know. It depends on which one you go to, right? But look, these people, these gypsies, counselors, astrologers, palm readers, fortune tellers, career counselors, radio people, recruiters like me, these people can help you crystallize your thinking, but the real answer lies in you. The real answer lies within you. Believe it or not, you're the only one that knows this answer. What's the perfect job for me? Not your family or friends, you. We've discussed this on this show many times in different ways and approached it in different ways. But it really comes down to the same premise that you're the one that has control of your life. And you're the one that knows what you want. There isn't any mystery secret or mysterious secret magic wand to wave to find this answer for you. Because you're the only one that knows what you really, really want to do with your life and career. Kind of reminds me of that movie, Jackie Brown. Did you ever see that movie, Jackie Brown, a few years ago? It was a Quentin Tarantino movie where Bridget Fonda was laying on a couch and she was smoking marijuana. And Samuel Jackson looks over and says, "You keep doing that, it's going to..." I'm paraphrasing now. "You keep doing that, you're going to lose your inspiration," or something like this. Either inspiration or drive, or I can't remember exactly. "You keep doing that stuff, you're going to lose your inspiration." And she says, "Well, what if my inspiration is smoking marijuana all day?" But I don't know why that came to my head, but it did. But there isn't any mysterious secret or magic wand to find what you want. The answer lies within you. You know what you really, really want to do. Now, don't get me wrong. You should use any and all available resources to help you crystallize your thinking. Any gypsy you want, or career tests, or personality tests, whatever you want. But it won't change the truth. It won't change the truth. You're the only one that truly understands what you want to do in your career. So the question is, and I'll pose this question to you tonight. Here's the question I have for you. Do you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself? Do you believe in yourself? Are you willing to do anything legally to get what you want? Your competition is. Don't be ashamed or embarrassed about what you want to do with your life, and especially in your career. Embrace it. Embrace it. A lot of people think this is just happy talk. You know, I hear that a lot at the office. "Oh, you do the happy talk. Easy for you to say." Right. Easy for me to say. Give me a break. This isn't Pollyanna, right? I get that. But it's not. When I was growing up, people tried to tell me what I should do. Of course, not just a kid. You know, you got to have people telling you what to do because you don't know what the heck you're doing. You're going to kill yourself if somebody's not there to tell you, right? But I want to say, as a young man, people wanted to tell me what I should do with my career. I took personality tests, aptitude tests that told me I should become a – this is a true story. Are you sitting down for this? This is funny. If you're running, you may want to stop for a second. I took these personality tests. Now, this is a few years ago. I'm not that old, but this is a few years ago. I took these personality tests, these aptitude tests. They told me I'd become a good mailroom clerk, post office worker. And this is true. Now, these positions used to exist. I don't know if they do anymore. A good elevator operator. what floor? Fifth floor, okay. All the way to the top, penthouse. All right. So, now I don't have anything against elevator operators. Don't misunderstand, or mailroom clerks, or post office people, or whatever. But I had my goal set a little bit higher than that. There's nothing wrong with everybody's one man's floor is another man's ceiling, as they say, right? So, there's nothing wrong with what you want to do, but you have to trust yourself. So let me ask you again: do you trust yourself? Do you believe in yourself? Are you willing to do anything legally to get what you want? Are you? Are your goals set a little bit higher? Do you know if I listened to my family and friends, I wouldn't have started my own company 15 years ago? I'm not picking on them. I'm just telling you the truth. It's not necessarily because they didn't believe in me. Oh, that could be the case with some of them. It was because they didn't want to see me fail and struggle. Do you see? Sometimes it could be competitive jealousy, sibling rivalry, jealousy, whatever. But it also could be that they don't want to see you fail and struggle. So they say, I think you should stay in that position. They've been good to you. You got a company car and a nice house and blah, 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 blah. But you have a bigger dreams, right? You want to do more with your life, as short as it is. What is the perfect job for me? Are you asking that question? Because you know the answer. You're just maybe embarrassed to say it. I don't want you to be embarrassed to say it. I can say this without hesitation. If you're currently successful and in a steady career, your family will discourage you to try something else for fear of you failing and struggling. Did you hear what I said? Okay? They will discourage you. They love you. Don't misunderstand. They love you, and they just don't want to see you fail and get hurt. Friends will discourage you for different reasons. Okay? For different reasons. Jealousy is a big one, but there are many, many, many more. So what is the perfect job for me? What is the perfect job for me? Are you asking this question? Well, you know what it is. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Don't be embarrassed or ashamed about what you want to do in your career. You only live once. You only live once. And life is short. So tonight's show is about the perfect job for you. And you know what it is. So if you're a very successful lawyer, but you want to be a writer, be a writer. Well, I can't do that, Mike. What will my family think of me? Start making plans and prepare so you can do it. So you can do what you want to do. If you're a very successful advertising executive, but you want to be a painter. Or you're a very successful painter, but you want to be an advertising executive. I can go the other way too, right? Or let's say you're slaving away at the airport, throwing bags at the airport. But you're a drummer. You really want to be a drummer. Or I use art, a sport athlete, if you're still young enough, right? Because there are age limits. I don't care what anybody says. There's such a thing as age limits on things. Life is short. You only live once. Trust yourself. You know what you want. You know what you want. Sometimes you have to be careful who you tell. You have to be careful who you tell. Family, friends. Some will encourage you and some will discourage you. So if you're asking, what is the perfect job for me? What is it? Don't ask me. Don't ask the gypsies or the palm readers or the astrologers or their career counselors. Trust and ask yourself that question, because you know the answer to that question. You only live once. Make it count. Go for it. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. For more career tips, go to askmikepalumbo.com. www.askmikepalumbo.com. If you want one-on-one help, there is a menu option for you, and it's called Ask Mike. And you click on that, it brings you to a contact form that you can fill out. It's confidential. Fill it out. Give me your problem. Give me your issue. It's one-on-one, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's what I'm here for, to help you be successful. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. Look forward to hearing from you. Look forward to speaking with you soon. Good luck. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.